Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us right now to talk about that, get a preview on this series from a Boston perspective, host Middays on our sister station WEEI, friend of the program, Andy Gresh, joining us right now on Sports Radio 610. Gresh, what's happening, man?
Boys, I love Texas. So I just heard a commercial that's plugging that Jose Canseco and Vanilla Ice are going to be somewhere, and Sterner is going to be out in the parking lot of a bail bonds place.
That's how we do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Throw in some Bismarckie and you got a day, baby.
That's, well, RIP. Now, come on. It's that would be something to throw in Bismarckie. That would get a little morbid. Hey. It's going to be an electric 24 hours between the show and the bail bonds parking lot, the ALCS and Vanilla Ice and Jose Canseco in the same building. It's going to be unbelievable.
We're going to need speed dial for that bail bonds place after the Cowboys are up here in Gillette Stadium on Sunday as well.
Yep.
But holy cow, what a time to be alive
and
to be a sports fan.
100%, Gresh. It absolutely is. Hey, how are you guys processing and you know, factoring into the series this news on McCullers? And I know this to the team is still saying they're getting opinions on McCullers, they're evaluating him. They've got till 10 o'clock Central Time this morning to make a decision. It looks like there's going to be no Lance McCullers in this ALCS. Give us the Red Sox perspective on what you think that does to the series for the Red Sox here.
You know, Tendi, it's interesting. It's a big deal because you look at the name and you say, wow, that's one weapon that Houston is not going to be able to use. So from a starting pitching standpoint, on the other end, we're up here saying, like, well, what are you going to get out of Chris Sale? What version of Eddie Rodriguez are you really going to get? So I do think it kind of boosts the spirits up here. But, you know, one thing we've learned about playoff baseball is it used to be, all right, put your starter in and they would go six innings. Now, these guys, you know, they have a burp or a fart out there by the second inning, and starters are getting pulled. So, quite honestly, Pendy, you know, I think it's almost more, if you have a great start, great. It's almost like house money. But otherwise, it's up to the managers to manage the pitching staffs, manage the bullpens. And, hell, we just went through a Tampa series up here where you had, like, two openers. So I think on the outside it'll be, yeah, that's losing a good starter. But if they just have a bad day, they're getting pulled anyway. So I don't negate it, but I don't think it has made people up here be like, oh, yeah, we're going to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the question I have, because Pendy and I were discussing this earlier about this Chris Sale starting game one, and we were telling our listeners, Pendy and I were, that Chris Sale has been just a mechanical wreck as of late. And was it not a surprise to you guys that they're rolling Chris Sale out in game one?
Yeah, it caught everybody off guard, because you figure you're going to lead with your strength and go with Nathan Eovaldi. He's going to go in game two. And I know that with Chris Sale, Seth, that, like, he was better at home than on the road, but it's also a really small sample size. And the other part of it, too, with Sale is, he caught COVID along the way, and we know that different athletes have reacted differently coming out of their COVID fog. It's the one phrase that will forever be attached up here to Cam Newton after he caught it last year. So I do think in trying to rationalize what Chris Sale really is, he's a guy who worked his tail off to come back off of the Tommy John surgery, but you really don't know what you have in him. And again, I'm not trying to, you know, poo-poo starting pitching, because a great starter can really change a series by giving you six innings. But all year long up here in New England, it's really been if the starter can give you five, then the Nerd Numbers Network takes over, and then you're playing matchups and you're trying to avoid the third time around the lineup. So it was a surprise. I don't think there's big confidence up here in Chris Sale right now. People would have felt better if it was Eovaldi. But, you know, I kind of think Alex Cora might be between a rock and stuck between a rock and a hard place. So if the guy is going to be that up and down, get him in game one to where you can at least recover from it, versus having him game three in Fenway Park and everybody gets let down.
Andy Gresh, WEEI up in Boston, joining us on Sports Radio 610, breaking down the ALCS between the Astros and the Red Sox. Game one tonight. It's funny, Gresh, we got a text in here just now, said, I'm super excited for the series. I like our odds. But Dusty versus Alex Cora scares the crap out of me. Yeah, like this, Dusty doing what you're talking about, managing your way through, bullpen starts and things like that, is a harrowing thing for Astro fans right now. Alex Cora is obviously somebody we're very familiar with down here. How has Alex Cora been for the Red Sox in that category? Like, how do you feel about the possible managerial edge for the Red Sox in this series?
Pendy, he's been a godsend, quite honestly, because the guys in the room respect him. And I know he went through his kerfuffle, and that's what both teams have in common. But since he walked back through the door, you felt like there was a sense of calm, that there was, in a sense, an adult in the room. And I don't want that sounds worse than it is, but it's the guy that the players know they can go to if there's an issue, if there's a problem. He deals with them like men. You know, we don't hear anything about a player from Alex Cora that he hasn't said to a player already first. And that is the one thing that does have people up here excited, because as we know, for 30 years, Dusty Baker has been a curious manager of bullpens and pitching staffs, mm-hmm. to say the least. Whereas with Alex Cora, he's pushed all the right buttons. And again, and Seth, you know this, if you have a, and you're probably going through it in Jacksonville in football right now, if you don't have a coach you believe in, if you don't have a manager you believe in, you're not going to win and play at a great level. And that is one thing that these players all believe. No one gets butthurt if they get sat down. No one gets hurt if they get pulled from a game, because everybody knows that Alex Cora, it really is that mantra of what is best for the team. And the guy's been fantastic and a great story in his own right. But that's a massive advantage as we see it up here.
Gresh, one of the things, and you guys can follow Andy Gresh on Twitter at The Real Gresh. One of the things down here is I think a lot of us feel like, okay, this is going to be a little bit of a relief and a little bit of a break from the nonstop cheating talk that we face from opponents every single week during the season. But how much of that has actually followed the Red Sox around in visiting ballparks? Are people really saying much about 2018?
No, they're not. And it's interesting because Alex Cora has the plausible, not plausible deniability, but he can at least say, I served my penance. And we did a lot of this talk yesterday to kind of see where the fans are at. And the fact that the players didn't get punished, whether it was from Major League Baseball or not, that is something that still, I think, sticks with fans. We know Dodgers fans are still feeling it, and Yankee fans were feeling it. And up here, it's tricky because you got the Belichick piece of things that, that if you're taking the right brain Patriot fan and the left brain Red Sox fan, you know, there should be that, well, okay, we might not want to be the one clapping at players in terms of stuff that's gone on. But the thing is, all of those people in some way who were tied up into it had some sort of punishment, and the players didn't. And I'll be honest with you, I mean, game three, the Astros players should probably go to the plate with earplugs in, because I'm sure that a fan base that is looking for any advantage and never misses an opportunity to be able to stick it to an opposing player, I got a funny feeling there are going to be some guys like Altuve that are going to hear it, and they're going to hear it in a big way. And that is the good and the bad of a market as intense as Boston, is you hope nobody does anything stupid, but it would be a major surprise in games 3, 4, and 5 that there weren't some sort of chance, references, or, just the old psychological warfare because I think there is a feeling that the players got away scot-free.
Yeah, I'm not real concerned about the Astros being affected by it, Gresh, if you want to know the truth. You know what I mean? Like, the Astros players seem to use it as fuel. You know what I mean?
Well, they have to. I'll tell you what it is. Up here, when we saw that disastrous press conference at the beginning of spring training last year,
yep,
where it was the humana, 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 and people didn't have their answers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that's, you know, Altuve was one of those guys that people really point to. Listen, if they can, look, if you're going to win, you know you're going to hear it from the other side regardless. You know, I mean, I do think that, and no one is jumping ahead up here, don't get me wrong, but I do think there are some fans that do want a Red Sox-Dodgers World Series so that they can unearth all of the hate that they want to throw towards the organization for getting rid of Mookie Betts to begin with.
Yeah.
So, again, the hatred will flow. It just depends on who the opponent is or who they want to direct it towards. And it'd be interesting to think if there was a matchup against Betts, if the general manager who may have put together a World Series team and didn't make that trade really in the first place or wasn't pushed to in the first place is the one that an ownership is going to catch hell because the guy on the other side is someone that fans have a big attachment to.
No doubt. Andy Gresh, WEEI, joining us on the program. Last thing before we get you out of here, Gresh, we know offensively the pressure that the Astros put on an opponent, where that comes from. It's just sheer numbers. 1 through 7 in their lineup are all just absolutely brutal to go against. Smart, patient hitters. If I'm an Astros fan and I'm watching this Red Sox team come in the postseason here especially, what are the pressure points in this Red Sox lineup that should concern Astro fans the most over this 7-game series?
It's really the chunk of Devers, Xander Bogaerts, and J.D. Martinez. Those are the three. If you handle those guys, then you're getting to the let's call them the B-level players, let's say. And I know the Hunter Renfro's had a really good offensive year. I will say this, Kyle Schwarber, it took a bit before Schwarber got his feet underneath of him. That's somebody else that you need to handle. And it's going to be weird seeing that guy potentially leading off because it's like, wait, what? He's not a leadoff hitter. Well, he was batting leadoffs during the Tampa series, and I wonder if Alex Cora goes back to that. But it's really those big three. And something to note is that J.D. Martinez, on the last day of the regular season, tripped or rolled his ankle over second base because they're playing in a National League ballpark. So that guy's hobbling around like he just had surgery. So you know he's not going to take any extra bases on you. So there's also that to keep an eye on. It cost the Red Sox a run in Game 4 against Tampa because he just happened to be on first base on a wall ball double and barely made it to third. So we'll just keep an eye on that. And Rafi Devers has had a little something going on with his right arm. It's worth taking a look at. But if you handle those big three, on the whole, Pendy, I think the Astros should be okay, or at least they'll make it difficult to where guys like Vasquez and others are the ones that have to come through in a big spot. But if Xander Bogaerts rakes, he's like Correa. He's a guy who can change or win a series for you.
Yep, I agree with that. Andy Gresh, WEEI, our sister station up in Boston. Gresh, you got a show to go get ready for. We appreciate you making a few minutes. We'll catch up during the series, I'm sure.
Always for you guys. I love you both. I'll talk to you soon. See you, boys.
All right, love you too, pal. Appreciate it. Andy Gresh joining us here on Sports Radio 610. He got people going towards the end there, Seth, on the text page.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.